automation to taxation, covering inflation, temptation, high expectations, and that dreaded stagnation. We bring to you Hit Nation.
Welcome to episode 15 of Hip Nation. Got a couple pretty cool cats in here with me today.
Meow.
And that's it.
How it starts.
This is getting out to a good start. Right on. Meows. That's awesome. My name is Sarah, and just a few housekeeping things to take care of before we get started. At the end of this episode, our guest will introduce or will tell us his book recommendations. Should you decide to order that book for yourself, please do so straight from our website at graphicallyhip.com/podcast. There's an Amazon link. Much as we all love Amazon.
I love Amazon.
It's there. And we get a kickback if you order from that link. Next order of business. Please hit the follow slash subscribe button or whatever button it is on whatever app you use to listen to us, because it does actually help us on the back end with advertisers and all of that fun stuff. And I just found out you're just itching.
Well, I am itching because like last time you said smash that button,
didn't you?
And I go back to smashing buttons.
Smash that button. I just found out, my dad told me actually, that there's a rate button on Spotify. So you can rate our podcast.
5 out of 5.
And then we can like move up in the rankings.
Yep. Just wait.
And we also have at the end of each podcast's description, that's where I write, you know, kind of what the show is about. There is a link that says support the show. And that is a button where you can donate to us if you find this content valuable. Help us upgrade our equipment so we don't sound like we're in the back of a garage. Just kidding, Steve. You're awesome. And without further ado, my guest co-host today is Jenny, who I'm so happy because Jenny just makes the podcast fun and funny.
Funny.
And interesting.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good time. And it keeps me sober.
That's not true.
This is like the third.
That's not true.
Yeah. As he looks at the beer in my hand right now, it's a mimosa. Yeah, this is the third Saturday I'm actually not hungover, so wow. I'm trying something.
Oh, she's turning a new leaf.
Yeah, I'm off the beers. I'll be on the gin tonight though, so we'll be making up for lost time here. Yeah, so I'm stoked to be back and doing this again and getting to know someone else in the community that I've never met before. So, yeah.
Did we ever give you a chance to talk about your, like, companies?
No.
Like, maybe you should just tell people what you do.
I think I said last time I'm a photographer. And,
yeah, but let's hear what your company's name is and all that fun stuff.
Well, it's called Exposed Moments. Yeah, I look for those moments where after someone tells you to smile, that's when I'll take the photo, basically, is when I get that actual moment of just genuine happiness. So that's why I called my business that. Do a lot of boudoir photography and corporate stuff, a lot of headshots and branding photos. And yep. But I'm not opposed to shooting families. Or kids.
Okay.
I'd love to shoot some of those kids, I tell you.
You can come to my house and shoot a couple if you want.
I creeped you on Facebook. Your kids look good. They look so cute. They look like a lot of
facade.
Fun.
Facade.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah.
They're not actually
yeah,
that
social
cute
media facade.
Life. Totally. Smile, kids, please.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Be good.
Be good. Shut your mouth.
I know. I always knew I was in trouble when my mom would like talk through her teeth and like her chin would come out. That's when I knew. I knew I was getting it when I got home. Yeah.
And what about your side hustle?
My side hustle is tattooing. So I work with Beauty and the Blade. I work out of her studio, which she's also my fiance. So we went into business together last year. I was already used to kind of being her personal ass. So why not get paid to do it too?
Yeah.
But no, I did a lot of training. Actually, I started in doing microblading and brows, and then I went on to do scar camouflage. So it's paramedical tattooing is what I do. So helping people with their self-harm scars and their stretch marks and breast augmentation scars, everything, facelifts. Yeah.
So, amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. Wow. I just go in, I microneedle a scar, soften it up a little bit, and then go in with skin-colored pigment. And it's like Photoshop in real life, I tell people.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Can you do anything for me? My face a little?
Book a consultation.
But she also does
I do
actual tattoos as well.
I've seen.
Yeah.
You started with little tattoos, now you're doing not so little tattoos.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. I'm going to come and see you.
Yeah.
Get something done.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Nice little teardrop.
Why don't we do it on the air?
Ooh. Wow. That could be interesting. She could start with her famous line. I'm gonna start with the balls and work my way up.
I always do that. If people can't see where I'm actually tattooing, I always say it. But you know, I have a good friend of mine who started off as my guinea pig. And every time we would do a tattoo, she'd let me put a dick on her.
What?
And now she's got several dicks.
No,
shout out to Tannis for letting me put dicks all over her body.
It's so great. Wow.
Which is
so
weird because you think being a lesbian, I wouldn't be attracted to drawing dicks. But
well, you showed up here with balls on your feet.
I know. My Crocs have the nutsack. Again, thank you to Tannis for that one.
Like, what an entrance to show up with Crocs on your nutsacks on your Crocs.
This is interesting.
We haven't even started the questions yet.
I know. This is awesome. I knew as soon as I walked in and we had the same outfit on and everything.
We need to tell people about this.
Let's talk about who Dwayne is first and what just happened when I walked in.
Okay.
Take it.
Dwayne, tell us who you are.
Well, okay. My name's Dwayne. I'm new to Penticton. Recently moved here from the coast about a year ago. Born in South Africa. Raised as a crazy African child till I was about 9 years old and then moved to Vancouver.
Holy shit.
And kind of just, you know, been in Vancouver for the last 25 years, I guess. And the fam jam decided to make a change and we took the opportunity and moved to Penticton.
I love that you said the fam jam. It wasn't just you who made the decision. It was the whole family came to the decision.
No, it wasn't actually. It was me that made the
decision. You laid it down.
I'm the boss.
No, to be honest, it's been a dream of mine for years and years. I grew up coming to the Okanagan as a kid for the summers. You know, it would always be the family vacation. A couple weeks, we'd go to a Soyuz, and that was like just a good memory in my head. So cool. I've always wanted to move to the Okanagan, but yeah, the time just wasn't right. My wife has, you know, close family on the coast, and that was a big thing for her. That was her main reason for not wanting to move was being close to family. But with the things that happened over the last couple of years here with COVID and stuff, kind of gave us an opportunity to step back and make that leap.
Cool.
And to be honest, we haven't looked back. It's been
awesome.
The best move ever.
Sweet.
All around.
Yeah,
for
good.
Sure.
Well, I have to say that we are the lucky ones here.
Well, you are, yes.
Well,
I don't know him as well as you do, so I'm not going to go there yet, but we'll see.
Yeah,
don't.
I knew I liked you at the beginning, though.
You will.
I know. When you said his name was Dwayne, I was like, I have a cat named Wayne. So now I'm on the roll.
We're
here we go.
Best friends after this.
I think you already are.
It's basically the same, Dwayne and Wayne, right?
There you go.
We'll see. By the end, I might just give my cat the D, so...
You might give your cat the D. That's
D?
Awkward.
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Oh, okay.
I won't be giving any cats the D.
Wow. Okay. So when Dwayne arrived here before Jenny, even though Jenny said she was going to be here early today.
Shit.
So Dwayne was in here talking to me, and then Jenny walked in and... No shit. They're both wearing almost the exact same thing. And you'll see that in the photo that I put on the socials the day of the episode.
It's just crazy.
It's like brothers.
Down to the hat, like the logos on the hat. And the
same colors, the same amount of layers, same hat. Like
the exact same, the Okanagan lifestyle hat.
Yeah. Freaking wild.
Really weird.
And Jenny's first words, did we just become best friends?
I know. You have to call me Dragon. stepbrothers, right?
Oh, shit. This is amazing. Amazing.
It's crazy, though. Yeah, the burgundy, the black, the...
I can't believe it. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
You got good taste.
Yeah.
Is this like a universe thing?
It is.
It's always a universe thing.
Right? Everything let's vibrates. Talk about the universe, Sarah.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, God. Is this
you know what I
deep?
Did last night?
I don't want to know.
I went and got a past life regression done.
What's that?
What the heck is that?
So there's a lady in town whose name is Kathy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she does like Reiki and hypnosis and stuff like that. So I scheduled a past life regression and she puts you in a hypnosis. And you're just sitting in a chair the whole time. And then she gets you to dive into like your early childhood. But I apparently just skipped that and just went right to my past lives. And she like gets you to bring up your past lives.
What were you?
So at one point, I went into four past lives.
Holy what? Smoke.
And one of them, I was just a baby. So nothing significant there.
Sat there and just shit your pants or what?
Yeah, I was
like, cry, like
I was being left on a bed and there's all these actors and actresses around me and nobody was paying attention to me. Anyway, one I was in the army,
mm-hmm.
and that one was really really powerful.
Wow.
The other one I was a maid. I was like a 23-year-old maid and I died a maid and I always wanted to be a painter, but I never did get to. And yeah, it was just...
You said all this stuff?
And she just said, like, she sits and she talks to you and she probes you for the answers, right? Like, she's asking you questions, you're providing the answers.
Yeah.
And based on, like, what you're seeing with your eyes closed.
Crazy.
But she'll be like, okay, and what was your name? And then she'll snap her fingers in your face or, like, right in your ear. And just whatever name comes up in that second is like,
whoa.
You just say the first thing that comes to your head is fucking
trippy.
Wild.
Do you remember any of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so what?
Yeah.
Do you remember like everything?
Everything.
Do they record it? Like, do you get to take it
home
and listen
it.
To this? Like,
You can pay for a recording. Yeah. I didn't pay for a recording, but she like takes notes while you're doing everything. And then she sends you a picture of stuff after.
What?
Yeah,
give me her
wild.
Card. I want to try that.
Yeah.
Awesome. You should have her on the show.
I should have her on the show.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, it was, and it was really neat because the four different lives that I visited all have the same underlying theme to them, which was...
You need to get a maid's outfit?
No, definitely not.
You're not cleaning enough.
Jesus Christ. No. I clean too much, but maybe that's significant too. It was that I don't feel like I'm enough, which is something we talked about in our previous podcast.
Yeah, you imposter, you.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Fucking
wild. Now I really want to do it.
Yeah, I want to do this too.
Do it.
Cool. Let's do it together, brother.
Yeah.
Let's see if we're really related.
And then she sent me home with this crystal. It's like this big chunk of crystal, like almost the size of a football. She's like, you need to keep this for a week.
Whoa.
And it's called kyanite.
Should sell
anyway.
It.
Google it. Yeah, see what it's worth. I was just going to say, what's that thing worth? Have you Googled it yet?
No.
Oh, I lost it.
Yeah, I lost it.
You never gave it to me. What do you mean?
Prove it.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to put it on my desk and because I'm here more than I am home and and maybe some shit. I don't know. I'm not into crystals and stuff, but maybe some shit will happen. You never know.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, that was a big sidetrack.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Because we were talking about universe stuff.
Mm.
Yes.
And I know, Dwayne, you're a universe.
I'm a universe dude.
Dude.
Yeah. I've always been
a universe.
I wasn't until my fiance came along and like she just was a huge believer in it and I was a huge skeptic. And then just everything always worked out for her and I always chalked it up to horseshoes up her ass. But then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to embrace this. It's worked for her quite a few times. Let's see what happens. And now I manifest and fucking go for the universe big time. Mm. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I've seen such a big change. And I don't know if it's because, you know, when you're aware of something, it seems like it's more prominent around you, but I've seen a huge change in awareness of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in social media and everybody, I don't know what it is, but seems like nowadays everybody's on the vibration mm-hmm. train, you know, like
I always make fun of, like I used to make fun of people too, that we're all into the universe and all that shit. So that's why I don't go out there. I'm like, yeah, universe, because I know that I'm annoying. Because they, those fuckers used to annoy me, right? Like, even when Lucy would say it, like, okay, yeah, okay.
That's exactly how I
think. Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'll get there one day. That's what I keep saying.
Yeah, anyway. I know. I'm annoying myself right now. I do it a lot.
I mean, it's cool to have something that you believe in.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's real or not mm-hmm. is irrelevant.
100%.
It's what you... Yeah. How you live and what your morals are. And,
definitely.
Yeah.
You could chalk it up to the universe or just whatever you're putting into something, you're going to see stuff come back. And whether it's, you know, the law of attraction or mm-hmm. the universe or what you're putting, like just it could be anything. But it's fun to say the universe a little bit.
Maybe yeah.
Just not wanting to take credit for your own hard work. And that's just because you're a piece of shit.
The
like
shitty
me.
Thing is it's...
Stop.
You can't ever prove it, right? It's kind
right.
of like religion right. or what. Mm-hmm. Just you believe in it and...
Yeah,
there's, you know, we can't prove it. But,
yeah,
that's right.
It seems to work.
Yeah,
it does work. Mm-hmm. I've been ever since I was as far back as I could remember as a little kid that there's been that feeling, that super, super strong feeling towards how things work in the world and the, like behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Vibrate, people. Mm-hmm. Vibrate in the right direction.
Doing it right now. Okay. Doing it right now.
Where's Jenny on this?
My phone's in my pocket, so I need all my friends to call me right now. If you can hear this, phone. Hit that call back. Smash that button.
Smash that button. What kind of hobbies do you have? I know you have one that's pretty fucking cool, but...
What's that?
Your skateboarding one.
Oh yeah, skateboard. I'm an adrenaline junkie. Mm. I like getting out and doing stuff. So I got a lot of physical hobbies. I do martial arts. I do jiu-jitsu.
Do you really?
I really do.
At PTT.
At PTT.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm taking you to the bar with me for when I get that mouthy when I get into the tequila and I say stupid shit.
Oh, we can just dress the same.
Have you met my friend Dwayne?
You know what my hobbies are, motherfucker?
Yeah. Show them your jiu-jitsu moves.
You do jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I've always been into martial arts since I was a little kid. I started out in karate and, yeah, always been a martial arts fan.
What belt are you?
I'm a beginner again in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
So it's been years since I've been back to any kind of physical activities.
Yeah.
But... I just need something. You know, when winter comes around, I'm always searching for something to mm-hmm. get me back. I'm just, yeah. Winter's no good for me. And it's a sad time. So, I don't like the winters.
It's hard.
It is hard. Man. But it's a lot better here than on the coast. Because on the coast, it's gray and rainy. And that sucks. Like for 6 months, nonstop waking up to that is terrible. But waking up to this, like...
Mm-hmm. When did you leave South Africa? How old were you?
I was... 8, 9.
Okay.
So pretty early.
So pretty good weather there.
Oh, yeah. Sun all the time.
Is it hot as fuck down there?
Hot as fuck. Yeah. And they're, you know, it's opposite to us. So when it's winter here, it's summer there. So they got Christmas.
What?
It's so weird because, you know, you spend Christmas on the beach. And
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
South Africa is like California.
Okay.
It's this very similar kind. Well, where I'm from a coast, Durban, little city on the coast, and it's a little surf town.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's where the adrenaline started.
That's where it all started. Yeah.
Why were you guys there in the first place, and then why did you come here?
Well, my whole family going back is from South Africa, so was born and raised there. Parents were born and raised there. Mm-hmm. Their parents were born and raised there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you know, just came a time. My dad was a police officer actually in South Africa, and
that must have been a lot of fun for him. There.
Oh yeah, just insane.
No kidding.
Because there's obviously a lot of political, you know, just crazy stuff going on. Right. So, it was an interesting time.
So, did he do the same thing when he came here?
No. When he moved here, he started a security company.
Okay. Cool.
And that's what he did for a while. And then we kind of ventured into the sign business, which I'm sure we'll touch on here.
Mm-hmm. But, maybe a little bit,
But that's where I'm from.
Did they leave South Africa like for a reason or just kind of wanted to change?
Yeah. No, for because of the violence. It's just getting just insane.
That's a big move to go all the way from there to Canada.
Yeah, totally. And I don't know if it was, the right move at that time. It was just a move.
Yeah. Why Canada? Just because of the diversity? And
yeah, I don't know the exact reason, but my dad and my uncle came out here first and did a little tour and was like, yeah, this is the place.
Cool.
But they came out in the summer. And
of course.
Yeah. So it was nice. Like, yeah, this is the place.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure if they had come in the winter, they would have been like, yeah, let's go to Australia.
Or something, right.
Yeah.
But
here you are.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Cool. It's like a butterfly effect or something, right?
Yeah.
Just that one time.
I believe it's called the universe.
fuck, whatever.
Just dance around that one, hey? Call it every other name but the universe.
Right.
And I'm just going to keep on digging it in there until you become a believer, Sarah.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Are you not a believer, Sarah?
No, I'm not.
Oh, what? I thought you were.
No, she hates
I feel like...
Oh, my God.
I don't think the universe owes me anything. So for me to ask it anything, like, I believe there is a universe with the stars and the planets.
Of that universe.
I don't believe that there is... the air that provides something to me. I think if I want something, I work hard
it's
and I get
you.
It.
Yeah.
You like the fact that you determine where you go.
Definitely.
Not the universe.
Yep.
Got it. Yeah, totally.
I do think that everything happens for a reason, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't chalk it up to universe.
Interesting, because you kind of have that other side where you believe in, like, you know, the past lives and all that kind of stuff, but
I know.
It's very relatable.
And so to be very honest, I don't know if those really were my past lives that I was seeing.
Just a movie.
Or if they were like, something I saw in a movie and it just came to my head in that time or whatever. But the underlying message that I got from that experience, that was real.
Totally. Yeah. Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. Even if it was like a past movie or something that you saw, it was something that resonated with you. So it stuck with you. So it's there in your head for a reason. The universe probably put it there.
And you never know, like, I was in a state of hypnosis and I've been hypnotized before.
Have you?
So it very well could be something that we tap into our brains, which I totally believe in that. And
thank God it wasn't a dirty movie.
Can you imagine?
I'm not gonna watch porn for a month before I go to do this thing.
How come you're always naked in all your past lives?
And she does ask you, what are you wearing?
Nothing.
My Crocs.
That's hilarious.
Twizzler bikini.
What?
Canada bikini. Again? Damn it.
Okay. This is hilarious.
Okay, let's get back to skateboarding.
So I got other hobbies. Yes, skateboarding, fishing. I do a lot of fishing.
Well, that's extreme.
That is it?
You adrenaline
fishing you're doing. But.
How do you make it extreme, though? I feel like you would. I feel like you would do it on a skateboard.
Oh, for sure. Why not? Whatever's,
While you're water skiing.
Yeah.
Just like fucking cast your rod.
With his bare hands, just scooping them up on the way by.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, fishing.
Fishing, dirt biking, you know, anything else. Hiking.
Dirt bike?
I dirt bike, yeah. Whole family dirt bikes.
I creeped his Facebook hard before this. And, like, you've really embraced the Okanagan lifestyle.
Oh, it is like, the place for us. Yeah, like, we can do all the outdoor things here.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is so awesome.
Great for the kids. Hey?
It is great. And honestly, that was my big, like, determining factor for moving here was the kids. I want them to grow up in this lifestyle, being able to jump on their bikes and go to the lake with friends, you know, and whatever, go swimming and fishing and live that outdoor lifestyle, that real outdoor lifestyle that's, you know,
very prominent here.
It is. It is. And there's no excuse not to embrace it and enjoy it here. It's right in your face and right on your doorstep.
So I
really wanted this to be for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What a what an awesome dad your kids have, and mom. I've met your wife, and she's first of all, she is such a cutie pie.
I creeped her too. Yeah.
But also, she's just so sweet.
She is unbelievable. She's so amazing.
I haven't had a chance to hang out with her yet, but I'm sure that time will come. Too, but. Let's hear it.
I was really hungover. It was a Saturday.
What?
Super hungover. Don't know if I had much sleep.
Oh, well, that was a good night, Ben.
Yes. But I was walking my dog down by the beach. I was, where were we? It was in Vancouver, English Bay. We're in English Bay. So I was walking my dog. And I saw this cute girl in a little skirt, a little dress, and she smiled at my dog.
That was your wife now?
That was my wife now,
Okay, was
it
a different girl?
No. I saw this cute girl in a skirt, and then I saw my wife. Anyways, so she smiled at my dog, and I proceeded to follow her. That's very creepy now that I'm saying this out loud. I followed her for quite a while, and then...
I physically
followed her down the seawall, not like in a weird way.
Yeah,
I'm backpedaling. I'm trying to backpedal out of
How
this.
How many times did she look back over her shoulder? Did she happen
to start walking faster?
She was. And I was like, what the hell's going on here? So I had to, catch up. But
what is she reaching for? A pen to take down my phone number?
Yeah. Anyway, so I got the courage to stop and talk to her, and now we have two kids and been married for 13 years.
Cool. Two boys. Yeah, you got your hands full.
Oh my God, do we ever. Yeah, it's crazy.
Are you sticking with the two boys? Are you going to try for more?
That's it. I would love to have another child, but I want to skip the whole like kid part of it.
Yeah.
Can they come out when they're like 5 or
6?
Yeah.
You know? Then they're cool. And they're cool. Personalities.
And yeah, we can do stuff. And
yeah.
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 But I'm not into another baby.
Like a baby is cool in its time when you're in that frame of mind. But then like once you get to a certain age, it's like,
I know people that.
Can we skip to the good part?
Right. I know people at my age that are like accidentally having kids or whatever. It's like, whoops. How are you dealing with that right now?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
No, thank God I'm shooting blanks because I couldn't handle a kid.
Shooting blanks. Jesus Christ.
No, I couldn't though. At a certain age, you just get settled and you just, it's fair to say you're selfish a little bit. You can be selfish,
you're
right?
You're comfortable. Like,
you and Lucy, a baby would look good on you. I've seen you hold babies in pictures and stuff. And
Oh, I love other people.
Yeah, right.
But imagine your own. Like, oh my God. You guys would just make the most amazing parents.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. But we'll stick with the cats.
Little crops. Yeah. Balls
cool. We've got one cat that's got asthma and he's on a puffer right now. And then we've got another one who's got anxiety and he's on fluoxetine, which is like Prozac. So we're doing really good on the cat front. We should definitely have kids.
Smokes. You have to give it a puffer?
Yeah, he's got a chamber that attaches to the puffer and we got to freaking headlock him and give him 2 puffs in the morning and 2 puffs at night.
Whoa, crazy. Sounds like me.
So yeah, we'd be great with kids. Fuck.
What the hell? Your other cat has anxiety?
Yeah.
Like, how does that?
How do you figure that one
just
out?
Just a lot of hissing and a lot of coming at us and just pissed off and some behaviors that Lucy did a lot of cleaning up. So I'm not touching that shit.
Wow. Okay.
So also, I mean, it doesn't get more stereotypical than that. Like 2 lesbians, 3 cats, they all have fucking issues. Like nobody's going to want to give us their sperm.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
So Vancouver, hey?
Vancouver, yeah.
And then, so you were there in business with your brother.
Family business. So, I forgot about this part. We kind of got sick of Vancouver and we moved to California for a few years.
Oh, no way.
Just forgot about that.
Yeah, just kind of forgot about that. It was kind of a short stint.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of happened pre 9/11.
Okay.
And then after 9/11, my dad's visa got revoked because they didn't want to let anybody else stay in the States or whatever it was. So
right. Oh, that must have been hard.
Right. Like luckily for me, I was out of high school. I was finished school, but my brothers were still in school. We had a house, we had everything. And it was literally my parents came back. Actually, we all came back up here to visit and we tried to go back over the border and they're like, nope.
Shit.
Yeah. My parents are like, what do you mean? No, we have our life is there.
Yeah.
Pets are there. We have a house. We have the kids go to school. And they're like, no, you guys cannot come back into the States.
Holy shit.
So it was like,
what?
Yeah. It was literally, I don't remember exactly what happened, but.
Just call up the neighbor. Hey, we need you to watch our shit for a while or that's what? That's
pretty much. Yeah. No and way. Then went there. They had to get rid of the house. And within a few weeks, we're back here.
Holy. Oh.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So.
Yeah. Where was I going with that?
What were you guys doing there? The family business kind
of. Oh, right. Yeah. So, so we moved there for a better lifestyle, mm-hmm. you know, like I mentioned, moving from a nice warm place to Vancouver kind of took its toll on us. And mm-hmm. so we moved there to get back to the sun. And after we got, you know, kicked out of the States, mm-hmm. My dad was looking for something to do in Vancouver, a business to start or purchase. And he found a little screen printing shop that was owned by a couple brothers. Mm-hmm. And he purchased that. And him and I together started building this little business that only did screen printing, small little shop in West 4th. And we kind of built that to a big digital and fabrication sign shop. Oh. My brother joined us. My mom worked there. My dad, my brother, my other brother at one point for a very short time, and my wife.
Wow.
So I worked for a long time with... Yeah.
With family.
With family.
Holy shit.
And this was a large company, correct?
This is, yeah, well, we had 30 employees.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah that's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah, fairly large company. And yeah, but man, working with family.
That's what I wanted to ask, actually. Mm-hmm. We'll just get right into that then. Like, I was going to wait till the end, but tips and tricks, working with family, do's and don'ts. Because wow. I work with my fiance and,
yes.
you know, we know kind of when to stay in our lane
right.
and I just stay in my lane. I stay the hell away from her.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
You've learned.
I know who the boss is when we're at work.
Sometimes she can merge into your lane, but you just stay in your
yeah,
own.
She can merge, but I got to stay on the freaking shoulder, man. I'm in the ditch.
Well, she is like.
She's the boss.
Yeah, she's kind of the boss.
But yeah, what's it like? How did you guys keep doing it for so long?
You know what? It is the hardest thing. It is so, so hard to kind of separate that work and home life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you have to.
Like Christmas is where you like see at work. Like, I don't want to see you for 2 weeks over Christmas.
You know
like,
what? Kind of. Yeah. But no. Like outside of work, we always came together as a family, whether we wanted to or not, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it is so tough. It's so tough. Like, it's not only just the, you know, working with your family, but the whole... everything around it, like for mm-hmm. me working for my dad and feeling like, you know, as a son working for your parent and maybe not feeling like you're doing enough, and this is business now, right? Like mm-hmm. this is not as much as it is family, it's business.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's tough. It is so tough working with family.
I would imagine when you're trying to separate business from personal,
mm-hmm.
but you also work with your wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to come home and talk about something that isn't work related because you're just together at work all day?
Exactly. Like that's all it would be.
It's fucking hard. We do that. We do it a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, when I would go over to my parents' house, all we talk about is work mm-hmm. and we end up like fighting or arguing and, mm-hmm. and it's the same, not, you know, at home we would talk about work too, but that's, you know, it's a given. It's your life. You spend, what, 70-80% of your life at
yeah.
work?
So, yeah.
You know, and if you didn't work together, you'd come home and talk about how your day was at work. And
yeah,
right. So, that's true.
Yeah, right? But it's hard because you do want that separation. You do want that time, you know, with your wife that's not a coworker or, you know, to go to your parents' house that aren't, you know, part of your business or something. So it is tough, but... on the other end, it has its benefits as well, right? Huge, huge benefits.
Yeah.
And those are, I mean, endless. So it's good and bad, but mm-hmm. it also comes down to your family dynamic, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
how
do you work as a family? How have you worked as a family? And then mm-hmm. that's going to translate yeah. into your business.
What's one thing you would say don't do then when you're working with your significant other? Don't.
Wow.
Or you can list them off if you want.
Like, yeah, like a whole line.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't look them in the eye.
Don't challenge them on any of their ideas.
Here's my list. Don't talk back. Don't look me in the eye.
Don't use your fists.
Yeah. I was going to say the wife is always right, but that doesn't really apply to Jenny.
Yeah, exactly.
That would just be a fight.
You got to, if you can't let things go when you get home.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have a problem, right? Yeah. You can't, it's, work is work and home is home.
Yeah. Let's revisit this. I think we do that a lot where we just say like, let's just leave this for now and then we'll come back to it. So yeah, I think that definitely helps knowing to just take a break and then come back with maybe go eat something or go.
Of course, for sure. Yeah, that works. Yeah. That works really well with any
If I'm tired or hungry, I can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm always tired.
Yeah.
But
is that just because you work so much?
No, it's because I don't sleep enough.
Oh.
I'm a 3 o'clock in the morning wake up person.
What?
I know. Really? It's,
we could have come in earlier.
Yeah, I know.
3 o'clock. That's gross.
It is gross, but it's also not gross. I used to hate it. I'll tell you why, but I used to hate it. But then I started embracing it and just going to bed earlier. And I found that this is my normal sleep cycle. Like,
okay,
this is where I get the most amount of sleep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 3 o'clock on the dot, 3:15, I'm awake every day.
You do the best work in the morning too? Do you feel like that's when you're ready to go?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Right now in the winter, it's kind of hard to get motivated to get up. It's cold and dark and whatever. But usually I get up. Emails. I go for a walk down to the beach when the light comes up, the sun comes
nice,
up.
Nice.
Take the dogs out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find jumping, getting right onto my kind of answering emails and starting my work day, and you get like 3 or 4 hours of stuff to do. Like, you can accomplish so much when no one else is awake and you're sitting there like, just, you know, the phone's not ringing, the kids aren't doing this, emails aren't coming. It's just, you can just focus on what you need to do. No one else is awake.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy of the world's really, really quiet.
Yeah, so, that is true. And a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. I still think 3 o'clock is too early.
It's a love-hate relationship. Some days I'm like, fuck, I hate this. And I do fall back asleep sometimes and wake up and I'm like...
You almost feel worse though when you do that.
You feel worse. Hey? Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. I know.
You just got to embrace it. Just get up and get on with
you
it.
Do.
And
you really do.
Yeah.
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 So, I wonder if that has to do with one of your past lives.
Yeah, I wonder.
Mm. But also, you're from a totally different time zone originally.
Yeah.
So maybe like it's relating back
still
to.
Still dealing with that.
I'm still dealing with
that. What time?
It's a long jet lag, man.
25 years I've been trying to get rid of this shit.
Just can't get rid of this fucking jet lag, man. I just won't even.
I don't know if it's that.
That's where
Sarah.
You're going with that, right, sir?
Okay, but okay. Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
Shit like that happens. It does happen,
it totally
right?
Does.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's in you.
And I don't think jet lag is the answer here, but whatever.
That flight, man. I'm telling you.
25 years ago.
Maybe
oh
I need
my god! I'm like cry laughing over
where
here.
Where are you right now? I'm in a plane.
Oh, fuck.
This fucking jet lag's killing me. Okay, wake up. What's your name? I feel like I haven't slept in 25 years.
There's a really good show on TV called I think it's called Manifest.
Oh, I want to watch it. It's on my list.
Good.
Oh, dude,
it's on my
that's
list.
The one
really
with the plane,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
That is so good.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
So talk about jet lag.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So then you came to Penticton. You went from Vancouver.
Yes.
You sold your business there, right?
Well, I sold my shares. Yeah. So I sold my dad ended up leaving, or my parents moved to Florida about 4 years ago to chase the sun. And my dad left the business to my brother and I, my younger brother and I. And I sold my shares to my brother and now it's his business.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
You just said, fuck it?
I just said, fuck it. I've always said, you know, and I've and this is kind of, you know, based on the whole money thing.
Mm.
It's never been a determining factor for me and it's never been something that's, you know, made me want to stay at a job or do anything for that matter based on finances. So I've always gravitated towards lifestyle rather mm-hmm. than financial or job security or anything like that. It's always been about life and that rather than work.
Right. Because you hate money.
I fucking hate money. I hate money. And I honestly, it is the one of the roots of all evil. It is like wars and mm-hmm. murders and, but I mean, it's anything, mm-hmm. but.
It's true though. And I actually really love that about you, that you hate money. I think it's cool that people hate money.
Yeah.
It should be something people hate.
It is the last thing on my list when you know, I have to determine things. It's not, it never first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just hate the fact that you need it so much.
Right.
That is the thing, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now with groceries. Holy fuck.
Kidding. Yeah, they're getting a little crazy. Yeah.
It's like $80 the other day on dairy.
Well, definitely don't have kids then. Yeah. It's like $80, thank God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Gladly pay that.
All the meds for the cats are really adding up too here. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. So yeah, you sold your shares to your brother.
I sold my shares to my brother.
Said fuck it.
Yeah, said fuck it, and convinced my wife Alicia to think about moving out here, and that's it. And we did.
And then, like, it seems like, when did you move here? Like 6 months ago?
It was almost a year. It was
year
April.
Holy shit! So April not that after. Long.
Not.
God.
I'm new.
And like, pretty quickly, you got established with your own business.
I did. Luckily enough, I have a background in installation, which is always needed in the sign industry. It's a position that isn't fulfilled or filled in the industry very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have a good opportunity moving here to contact some existing sign shops and kind of help them out. And in doing so, I kind of found a lull in the industry here and a need for certain products that people couldn't access and I just found a little niche and decided mm-hmm. to fulfill that. So instead of just being an installation company, I decided to expand and start a sign shop, a full service sign shop and mm-hmm. kind of fill those gaps that are missing in Penticton in the sign and graphic industry. So
yep. Cool. So you guys are sort of like friendly competition in a way?
Yep.
Yeah. We are.
Cool.
Yeah.
Way to embrace that.
He does more of the larger, I think, projects, and I'm more, if I'm making a sign for someone, it's probably just some little, right. You know, no bigger than 8x4 type
totally
sign.
But it's big to them.
The execs, we're in the same industry.
Don't downplay that shit.
Depends on the angle. But
fuck, I haven't heard that in so long.
Is it 4x8 or 8x4?
Depends on the
this
angle.
This is important, people.
Well, that sign get bigger.
I once had someone ask me for a quote on a 4x8 banner and another quote on an 8x4 banner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was nice. Like, okay.
Yeah, but that'll cost you extra for two quotes.
Well, if you were smart, you would have marked the one up.
I should have. I was just an employee back then. This was a long time ago, and I was just like,
I love
and
those clients.
I once had someone ask me for a quote on some arrow decals.
Arrow.
Like arrows. They just wanted a bunch of arrows, but they wanted 8 left-facing arrows and 8 right-facing arrows.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I feel like I would do something that stupid. I totally
Jen's still trying to figure out, well, why can't you do that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Fuck up.
And I need 5 pointing up and 5 pointing down.
Yeah, right? I did make sure to facetiously cut them in the direction that they asked for, though, just so they could see that I listened.
But yeah, we are competitors. But you know what? We work together a lot, mm-hmm. and in this industry, you need support. Mm-hmm. Not like no one does everything. It's such a vast industry, so you need to partner with people. Mm-hmm. in order to grow your business and move forward. So you're not saying no. We don't do that. You know, you got to find those people that you can work with. Mm-hmm. It's important in any industry to mm-hmm. have allies and people you can count on.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. We talked
trust
about that
and yeah. all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, so. I 100% agree. And we had talked about that in our episode that we did together about the imposter syndrome and like leaning into the competition and yes. learning from them mm-hmm. and also having them to pass off the clients that you don't want.
Totally. Yeah. I get this.
Anyway.
Moving on.
But it is. It's good. It's healthy. And it's a new school way of doing business. I find it is. It's not.
Right?
It's the old school cutthroat, like, don't go see them, come see mm-hmm. me. That's
and I think social media has kind of helped everybody mm-hmm. come together because I jump online and I look at all my, like, all the, you know, sign mm-hmm. people doing stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, yeah. oh, you're rad. I want to be friends with you or I want to connect with you or whatever. Yeah. So
and be able to have a conversation with them. Like, it's really cool when you have something in common with somebody without even knowing them.
Totally.
You know that you can sit down with them and at least you've got that to build off mm-hmm. of, and then you can just go from there and they're probably a really cool person. Yep. Right. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we are all just people, right? Like there's no need for this cutthroat. I mean, I shouldn't say there's no need. There are some industries mm-hmm. where they have to be cutthroat. There is no other way to do business. Mm-hmm. But I think on the whole, not that whole, Jenny, on the whole, you don't have to be.
And the word of the day is, are you still doing the code
no,
word?
No more code word.
Well, that's just the code word for me. So come see me later if you've heard the code word.
It's true. And yes, we are all people. And that's exactly, it comes down to who you are as a person. And that overflows into your work life, right? And into your how you are as an owner of a company. If you know, if you're not a nice person or you're not you're not gonna cherish those or embrace those relationships with other companies. You're not. Mm-hmm. I know a ton of shops out there that want nothing to do with other shops unless they need something, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Even then, like, I've worked for a lot of different print shops, not just here, like all over Western Canada. And even when there's many shops I've worked at where even if, like, you know, an ink ran out and they needed an ink to finish a print job, they would not calling the competition.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they're just too much pride.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But some, I think it's cool if you can call. And, you know, if I got something that can help you out,
exactly.
absolutely take it. As long as I don't immediately need it, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's just part of being a good person, but.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's just 100%. Me.
Yeah.
Now that you've been a business owner for how many years?
I've been a business owner for, I don't know, 20 years.
20 fucking years. Could you imagine having to go and like be an employee full time?
No.
Working for a boss.
Working for the man.
Yeah.
I saw it was written down here, the man. And
the
I went straight to like, I would rather work for a man than ever work for a woman again.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Well, the industry that I was in before, I worked, it was like over 8 years and it was a lot of women in that industry. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, can we just get rid of some of these fucking feelings and these emotions and get some simplicity in here? Let's do it with a guy.
Need some balls
again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I.
But yes, working for the man, like as they say. So do you think, is that something you could ever see yourself doing ever
Absolutely
again?
Absolutely not. No. Never. No. Yeah. No, this is, there's no turning back. you have too much freedom, too much, you know, you're, like you said, you want to be in charge of your life, right? This is, when you're the boss of your business, you direct where your business goes, who you do business with, what kind of business you do, mm-hmm. everything. So being told who, what, when, where, why, and working for someone that doesn't have the same beliefs or the same, mm-hmm. you know, all those kinds of things, might not be a nice person or whatever mm-hmm. it is. I couldn't.
No.
Yeah. And I have way too much fun being a business owner.
Well, and you don't have to work as hard.
Or you have to work twice as hard.
Exactly. Be your own boss, they said.
Yeah.
Vacation.
What's that meme? It's like, or that reel that says, I didn't like working 9 to 5, so I started my own business. Now I work 24/7.
Yeah.
That's true.
We gotta do that reel. We should do that one.
Yeah,
but that's, you know what? When you're growing a business and you're passionate about it, it's not work.
Yeah.
It's part of your life. And that's what I feel like you want to do, right? You want to have your business be kind of incorporated in your life so that it's part of it, so that you're not, I don't know.
You're not building somebody else's freaking dream, right?
Yeah,
you're building your own. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I really enjoy being my own boss and owning a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does your wife own it with you? Or
she does.
Yeah. She's not like an employee or.
She is an employee. She actually still works for my brother. So she, she's handled a lot of big accounts there for a number of years, and she works remotely for him, but she also works at the shop as well.
Oh, conflict of interest. Love it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But not really.
Not really. Yeah.
Different towns.
She's a double agent, that wife of yours.
Totally. yeah, but it's good.
How have you found starting a business in the Okanagan or in Penticton? Has it been hard?
It's been difficult, just because I think starting a business in such a, I mean, it depends on what business it is, but in such a small community, such a tight-based community, mm-hmm. A community that's used to dealing with, locals or a business that they have been dealing with for years and years, that an established business.
Trying to change their mind.
Like, come over to me. I'm a new person in towns. Why? How?
Yeah.
You know, why?
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
It's hard. So, and it's hard in Penticton especially. And I think your guest on the last one, she had mentioned that too, that Penticton is a hard place to meet people. Mm-hmm. And it's super clicky. And my fiance has said the same thing. She's lived all over the world and said, this is the hardest place it's ever been to make friends.
Totally.
Because it's so clicky here. Huh. But yeah, and it's not the first time I've heard that. So
yeah. And I kind of feel like the locals don't really want too many people moving here, which I totally understand. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm a local, I'm like, yeah, don't move here. We don't need more people.
Fucking tourists.
I just moved here like 8 months ago. Like, yeah. But yeah.
But we are both in an industry that is quite saturated in this small town.
Yes. And getting more saturated.
Yeah.
By the day. Right?
By the day. At least by the month. But yes. Anyway, yeah.
Since everybody's got a cricket now.
I have always, no.
Cricket and Canva.
Stop with the cricket.
How many crickets I've seen for sale on
I know, right?
Craigslist or whatever in the last couple of months? Like, you bought this thing, you couldn't figure out how to use it, and now it's...
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah, cool.
It's a hobby cutter,
it's
right?
It's a hobby cutter.
It's meant for people who do scrapbooking and things like that, and cool if someone makes it even bigger than that. That's
totally
rad, but it's not an industrial cutter, that's for sure.
So why do you think that there's more up and coming than, like, there's... Besides the whole cricket thing, you're saying that there's even more competitors coming up in your guys' industry in Penticton?
It does seem like it. I think people are moving here and that's what they know, so that's what they do.
Right, okay.
It's not so much people who are already here starting their own thing.
Right, totally, exactly.
Right?
Like Dwayne.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, just like Dwayne, yeah.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of people, when they decide to move to a place like Penticton, they want to come here and start their own business. I don't know. It just seems like it's a kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Is it kind of a thing?
I don't know. I think...
seems like there's a lot of entrepreneurs here and a lot of women entrepreneurs. I've never seen so many women-owned companies in a place like... Unbelievable, the amount of women run businesses in Penticton.
Cool.
Is unbelievable.
I'm gonna start keeping track.
You guys haven't noticed that?
I'd have to make a move for a new
sugar mama. I'm sitting here in a room
sugar
with
mama
two,
here.
Two.
Well, there's Penticton Women in Business. It's an organization in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, I've met a lot of women business owners, but it never occurred to me that there was like more here than there were somewhere else.
It is. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in comparison to being in business in Vancouver, I've always thought that, should I move to Calgary tomorrow and try and start my business there, from scratch?
Mm-hmm.
How would I possibly compete in a city as big as Calgary or Vancouver or whatever other big city, right? Because when you start a business in a small community, you have the opportunity to network with most of the big players.
Mm-hmm.
In town, you have the opportunity to be able to give back to your community and be noticed for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in a big city, those are things that are important to me, right? Mm-hmm. In a big city, you can't just move to a big city and be like, oh, here's my business. I'm going to donate some money to this. I'm going to donate my time to that, because nobody would know, right?
Exactly.
In a small town, people notice that stuff.
100%. Yeah. And that's kind of why it is tough to break out in this market, where I feel like it's easier in a larger city. Because,
really?
Yeah, definitely. You got so many more fish to catch, you know, like your net's so much broader. And it's not so clicky, and it's not, people don't already have a place that they're going to, and they won't notice if you're a new shop that's just popped up and opened, and they're not, you know, it's just so much more diverse. There's 100 sign shops, there's in BC, I think there's 900 sign shops in BC.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Holy shit.
Yeah. There might be more now. This was a couple of years ago.
But, golly, you did some market research. Holy shit.
Well, I used to be on the BC Sign Association.
Ah.
The director of the BC Sign Association. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know a few.
We got a freaking celebrity right here. Holy shit. No, so I'm nervous.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that was cool. I get to see the other side of the industry, and you learn a lot of things, and you network. It's a really good networking place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, being on any board, as you know,
yeah,
Sarah, the networking and stuff is unbelievable. So,
oh, that's my printer cleaning itself.
Oh, that's what it is.
Probably people can't hear that.
We still have to take a break here so we can go do that.
Go lick ourselves.
I need to go clean myself.
I just shower, but I don't know about you guys.
You know, I always wondered too if I was to go and branch out to like Kelowna as a photographer, because it's such an oversaturated market with photographers, right? So I always wondered if it would push me though out of my comfort zone, like just like leaving my real job to go and work for myself. I had to work harder, and then I was able to see what I was more capable of,
right?
And I was shocked by what I was capable of. So then moving from like a small town to a bigger town, you're forced to work maybe a little bit harder to get yourself out there and do these little things on just such a bigger scale. So,
right.
I think it does make sense to do that. I think you could do really well with that, Sarah.
Absolutely. If you want to, if that's what you want to do and you want to grow your business, I would say moving to a place with more business is the way to go, right?
Yeah, right. You're just saying that so I can get out of here and be one less competitor.
Nice moves. Just sick wheels. That was good.
I think you should go.
Spoken like a true director.
No, but honestly, like, if you, it just depends on how you, what kind of business you want and what kind of marketing you're doing and where you want your business to be. And if that's what you want, you know, like I said, I moved here for lifestyle, not business, because I didn't feel like starting a new business and this was going to be the place to grow a huge, you know, to grow a huge company. And plus, that's not what I want in life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what I wanted, I would have stayed in Vancouver. If that's what I, you know, if it was the money and the business and all that stuff, I would never have left, because the business on the coast is doing really well.
Yeah.
It's established. There's no, you know, it just flows.
Yeah.
So it, definitely not a business decision to move, but, yeah, if that's what drives you and if that's what you're focused on right now in your life, I would say look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it. If that's
but I'm just saying.
I think it depends on your values and what you consider as success, right? So whether it's 100%. Money or whether it's like you've done with your lifestyle, right? So, you know, for your family who have the business still down on the coast, they might see it as successful because of the money that they're bringing in. Whereas you feel successful because you've got this lifestyle in the Okanagan now.
100%.
It's subjective, right?
It is subjective. Yeah. Success is subjective.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Someone wants not being hung over on a Saturday.
There you go.
I'm going to celebrate with some gin.
Yeah. Is it lemon gin?
Yeah.
Fucking right. Of course
it speeds up the metabolism. You got to get that lemon in there. It's healthy.
Okay.
Love it.
I was going a different direction with lemon gin, but okay.
Okay.
We'll go the metabolism way. Are we allowed to talk about your employee?
Sure. Yes.
Can you tell us a story about your employee?
Yes. So I have an employee, Taylor, a young girl, 24 years old. I So when I moved to Penticton, I was skateboarding and I would see this girl around a lot at the park and whatever, never talked to her. And then I saw a post about her a few months back that she was homeless and living at the skate park.
Holy shit, I saw that too.
Oh, really?
On Facebook. Yeah. So okay, go on, give her.
I reached out to her and said, hey, if you're interested in work or learning a trade or whatever, I can help you out. So kind of started very slowly and we just started chatting and it's kind of developed from there. And, you know, she's struggled with a lot of things in life and I've helped her. Mm-hmm. I've taken her to the door. She's walked through all these doors herself. I've just kind of given her a chance to do that. And so she's changed her life like 360. Like she went from living on the streets. I bought her a trailer to live in, which she's paying off. So now she's almost owned that trailer herself. So she'll never be homeless again. She at least has that. I've given her a job. And I'm teaching her a trade.
Cool.
So she's taking these skills. She's earning money. She can take these. I don't, you know, if she wants to move on to another company and work for them, 100%. I'm giving her life skills and kind of helped her. You know, she kind of grew up with no parents and no direction in life. Mm-hmm. And she was really lacking that and just needs a break and just someone to support her, because navigating yourself now, I mean, now that I'm helping her out and learning about the back end of things and trying to navigate through the, you know, all the government stuff and all that is just insane. Even for, you know, an everyday person or someone that isn't struggling, doing all that stuff is so hard. And
trying to get an ID, trying to get
this is it. She doesn't have assistance. She has an ID. She hasn't had BC ID for like 4 or 5 years. I've helped her with that.
Yeah.
MSP. And it's just all these little hurdles that she's kind of got up to herself and then someone said no. And it's just like, you know, where do you turn? So I've
And it's so easy to give up.
It is,
you know,
so
you hear so
easy.
Many no's, you're just like, fuck it, then
you turn,
I will live on the
no.
streets. And it's
exactly.
just easier to do it that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
She's got a dog too, doesn't she?
She had a dog. Yeah. She had a dog. She had to unfortunately give it up, but it was the right mm-hmm. move.
Yeah.
Because she's got to focus on herself right now and what she is.
Yeah.
So she's an unbelievable person. You know, suffered with some dependency issues and stuff like that, which mm-hmm. I've helped her. She's clean. She's been clean for like 2 or 3 months. This is the first time in 4 or 5 years she's she hasn't been alone on Christmas or by mm-hmm. herself over, you know, holidays.
Awesome.
She's clean, sober. I can't tell you like the difference, just the physical difference is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable. 2 months clean and like she looks amazing.
Yeah.
And the attitude and
just the way she carries herself.
Everything.
And, yeah.
And going back to this, the universe situation and the mm-hmm. vibration and all that stuff, I swear to God, like everything went wrong for this girl, mm-hmm. like all the time. And it's because she was just that was just her vibration, you know, it was just negative. She's like, nothing good ever happens to me. I always, you know, everything bad always happens to me. And I'm like, it's a cycle and you're in this zone and
it's a snowball, right?
It's a snowball.
Like one negative leads to another. So give her that one positive she needed to snowball the rest of the positivity,
exactly.
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Get off the, you know, the drugs and right away things start clearing up, right?
Yeah.
So, she's moving forward and not looking backwards and super proud of her.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome to be able to
help.
Need
more people like that in this community.
Right. I think there are a lot of people like that, but it's just maybe they don't have an opportunity to provide for someone. Like people want to help out, right? But maybe they don't, like I'm lucky enough to have a business that I could invite her into and you know.
Yeah.
And that's a risk too, right? Because you didn't know her from a hole in the ground. It's not like she had an interview or background check that you could follow up on.
Facebook.
Like you just took that chance.
I did. And it's
But you could, you saw something in her, obviously, right?
I saw,
and
then, I did.
And I think a lot of people did, because this thing on Facebook, they were coming to her rescue because she was standing up for the kids at the skate park. There was, you know, some other little assholes who were being punks, and she would stand up for the little ones who couldn't fend for themselves. And I think that right there spoke to her character, and that was, people were, they saw her as a human and not just somebody being lazy or whatever. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So I think that that made people want to help her
for sure
as well. They saw some good in her.
Yeah, and I think when you see people that want the help, like you see a lot of people that are just, you know, on the streets and they don't want anything to do with you, or they don't want the help, or they,
or they've just been told no so many freaking times, or hit so many roadblocks they've given up.
Exactly.
So she hadn't quite given up completely. She was still sticking up for the little kids, right?
So it's awesome. Got another person in the community that's at, and she's so great. Like, she goes around and collects garbage, cleans up stuff all the time. She's like a positive person in the community.
So. Yeah, that's good. She's an asset for you guys and the community. Then.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is, it was very meaningful to me to hear you tell me that story. And you went into a little more depth when we talked about this before, about her background and stuff. But it means a lot to me to have friends like you. And people who do these kinds of things for other people, like those are the kinds of people I want to hang out with and surround myself with, like just positive, uplifting, upstanding human beings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, I got to come on this show more often.
You know what I mean?
Stroked them good.
I know.
Stroked them good.
Can you leave a Google review?
Obviously. Yes. Look at that. He just asks for a Google review like it's nothing,
so
right?
Weird to me.
There. Can you just type that all out, please?
Absolutely. You know I will.
Well, thank you, Sarah. That's so awesome. And you know what? For me, there's no black and white. It's like, you're a good person. And that's all I want to be. Like, I just, I just want to help people.
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I do. I want to help people, and sometimes it's to my demise.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
I get the shitty end of the stick.
The sometimes. Nice guy finishes last.
Correct.
Kind of situation.
The nice guy finishes last. Yeah, but
Jenny, stop! I can just see. I can just see in your fucking eyes.
The good girl finishes first. I'm just here to finish.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but that was a great opportunity for me, and I'm grateful for
and
it. So.
And it sounds like she's sort of almost become part of the family, like not directly, but you know, like
totally for sure. She's come over, she comes over for dinners, and she like hangs out with the kids.
Aw, they probably just love that.
They do, yeah. Like they're like the other day. She came swimming with us, and they were so excited that she was coming and doing stuff with us and hanging
out.
Wicked.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
You like Auntie Taylor?
Auntie Taylor, yeah.
Day, day, day.
Day, day.
Day, day. Okay.
On that note.
Yeah, I think it's super cool that you did that. It takes a lot of balls, too, to do something like that.
It takes you're putting yourself out there, and not only in this situation that I was putting myself out there, I was putting my business out there.
Yep.
And it has been a little rocky at sometimes, you know, when you take someone to see a client, or it can get a little rocky when people don't know how to what to say or act or behave in front, you know, in certain situations. So I definitely have put my business reputation kind of out there in a way, if you understand that. But
But it's cool for people who are listening to this to hear that side of it, where maybe they have been in that situation with you and her, and now they're like, oh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah,
for sure.
I need to be more like that.
Yeah.
I could be better.
Yeah. And I think you're being very modest, as you always are, because you say like, oh, I just gave her these doors to open, and she walked through them, which is true.
It is, because without her, like, I could take you, I could push you through the door. If you don't want to be there,
that's
there's just no hope, right?
Yeah.
But for what I mean by you being modest is that you did give her those doors to open, and no one else did. So to me, like, I got goosebumps just saying that. That tells me everything about you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fucking rad.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We'll fucking cry, okay? Because I don't want to have to cry. And then
no, I'm not going to cry. I cried on the last one.
Did you?
That was embarrassing on Holly's episode.
Oh,
not the last one. Two episodes ago now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just when it hits you.
Kevin and Holly both bawled.
Oh man. Wow.
And then I bawled later on, just like,
jeez,
sending my love to Holly. I'm just like, ah,
okay.
Anyway,
I hope one day I can get you that emotional.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen. I'm a crybaby. I cried 3 times in my past life regression. Three Jesus. Fucking times.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
How embarrassing. Anyway, what else? Anything else you want to talk about? Jenny, you got more questions?
No, I think just getting back to your whole family and your wife and kids. Mm-hmm. Were they on board right from the get-go of moving here? I mean, I know you touched on your wife and her family yeah. being from the coast and or having the family on the coast. But did it take much to convince her to come this way? What were the kids like? Were they excited to move to a new place? Or were totally. They like, don't want to leave their friends and what they know, like at such a young age?
Yeah.
I mean, did it matter to them really?
For sure. All of the above. They mm-hmm. They definitely, the kids had mixed feelings for sure, but I think more excitement mm-hmm. than anything else.
Yeah.
But for them, it was leaving their school and leaving their friends, which 100%. And that, for me and my wife, That's the biggest thing, is moving somewhere and the kids. Are the kids going to be okay? Are they going to fit in school? Are they going to make friends? Are they, you know, all of those things. That overall, out of everything, that was my biggest stress. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest worry
mm-hmm.
was we're going to move to this place. The kids are going to have a hard time in school. It's you know, it's not going to be good and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That was a stress for me, but it was the opposite.
Cool.
It was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
They moved here. The kids in the school embraced them. The schools here are so unbelievable.
Yeah.
Compared to the coast, because it is a smaller community.
Mm-hmm.
My one son's school, they only have like 300 kids or something, and they have the breakfast club, the breakfast program every yeah. morning, which my wife is a part of.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, good. She's really got involved in that, and she volunteers 3 or 4 times a week, and she does the lunches
amazing.
And the breakfasts. Yeah, so it is. They have really enjoyed it mm-hmm. and embraced the move, which
yeah.
is amazing. And as adults, we can fit in and change, right? It's
yeah.
easier for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it did take a bit of convincing, like I said, to get my wife to move here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But once we started shopping for houses and started coming out here, you know, a little more often to look at places, and things started developing and getting more exciting.
Yeah.
Then she jumped on board pretty fast.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No
regrets.
I'm going to tattoo that on you. Yes. That'll be your tattoo. No regrets.
No regrets.
Oh, man.
Well, now the thing to look forward to, I guess, is when you live in the Okanagan, everybody comes out
right?
of the woodworks. And
right?
just like you, your whole summer is going to be filled with people just wanting to come visit and just wanting to vacation. And you're like, can I just enjoy my hometown now?
Noticed.
But I noticed, a lot of people, oh, hey, we're going to come stay with you. And just for 2 weeks, it'll be fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
what? They got hotels for that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And like everybody.
Airbnb
here.
Down the road.
Totally.
Everyone has an Airbnb these days.
Actually, yes. Lucy's the one that's usually like, well, maybe not like this week. And I'm like, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah,
bring
yeah.
your friends too.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll rent a boat. We're going out.
I was just telling someone the other day, I was talking about you. I'm like, she's like Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles. She's just always in party mode.
Oh my God.
Cowabunga, dude. Let's go. Hey, let's bring that back.
Totally.
Yeah. Cowabunga.
Frick, yeah.
Right. Why not?
We can make shirts
hashtag
with cowabunga.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Every time we post something, it'll be hashtag cowabunga.
I'm trying to build my business here and not destroy.
That'd be an amazing hashtag.
It would be actually.
Cowabunga.
All right. Fun.
Done.
All right. We're making this a thing now.
It's going to be a cowabunga summer.
I like it.
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sure now with like your big family too, you'll have everybody just.
Yes.
And you already said this was a kind of a vacation spot for your family. Yep. So now they've got a free place to stay and that's just wonderful.
Well, we bought a small house because of that. So
forward thinking. He's a business
here, but they cannot stay with us. Yeah. No, awesome. I'm just kidding. Yes. Yeah, it is. But it's nice to have people come, you know, mm-hmm. come here and see your city and you get to show it off. And we have so many fun things to do and the channel and hiking and the lakes and come and see this place, you know, like it's awesome.
Yeah.
And spend your money here, man.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Support local.
Bring on the tourism, but not too many.
Yeah, yeah, not too many. Just the ones we like. The last couple summers have been pretty chill.
Yeah.
The one in 2020 in particular was very chill.
Yeah.
There was, because they weren't allowing anyone to travel, right? So you just had the whole beach to yourself and not to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice.
Even for a while, I think we weren't supposed to go to the beach. Yeah. And then they were like, well, okay.
Go outside. That's right.
Go to the beach, but you got to wear your mask.
Yes. Yeah.
Full hazmat.
Full scuba gear. And,
I see people swimming with their masks on.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they swim,
I swim I swim twice a week at our indoor pool here. And there's people that wear their masks while swimming.
Yeah. I saw this lady with like one of those scuba masks and she just walked around the whole, like with the scuba mask on 24/7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. With like the snorkel coming out the top.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah. I'm the biggest nerd at the pool too. I have the snorkel that comes down the middle of my face and goes back. Yeah.
Nice.
But I don't have the full headgear, just that and pair of goggles. But I have seen people who like full on swim with their masks and then people who do like they're like aqua size with masks on and
I feel like I'd feel claustrophobic. Like you take a deep breath in and you inhale that.
Well, you don't take a deep breath in underwater, to be fair, but
I do.
It's been a long time since I've been swimming. Back in my day.
Now go under and take a deep breath.
Back before COVID.
But I know what you mean, Jenny. I'm just being an asshole. frig. Anyway. Do you have any book recommendations?
I do, funnily enough. I'm not much of a reader and I wish I was.
Yeah,
That's something.
Don't let the glasses fool you.
Yes. Oh, God. I know. Look how stupid I look when I take them off.
I feel like I'm used to seeing you.
Without?
Without, aren't I?
Probably. I should wear my glasses all the time.
Oh,
we should talk more about the head, the tattoo on your head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody can see my hand moving or your head.
Yeah.
That is so fucking cool. That's really cool.
It looks like some Buddha kind of stuff or something. Buddha. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Buddha with the hand of, what is that called? The hand of something?
You're not asking the right person here.
No. It's, yeah.
It's cool. It's he's bald for people who can't see him right now, but you'll see a picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dwayne's got his whole head tattooed.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Well, thank you. Awesome. You know what a funny story, which people will think I'm crazy. I when I went to get this done, that wasn't my initial plan to get my head tattooed like this.
Oh.
And the tattoo artist talked me into it.
Yeah, cool. That's a good tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I looked up Buddha's hand and I got this weird, I don't know what fuck that is.
What is that?
Some kind of a plant or something.
Oh my God. That looks interesting.
What is that hand?
It is, now I gotta find it.
Just like a white outline of a hand on your head.
It's the Hamza, right?
The Hamza.
Hamza hand.
Oh, I see.
You know what? I'm gonna try and find you this meaning of the Hamza that I like.
The protection.
There's a whole bunch. So depending on the way that the Hamza hand goes, it's either protection or allowing more into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. I'm looking it up. Hamza hand. There's this thing called, what is it? The hamster.
We're definitely not young Jamie from Joe Rogan's podcast here looking stuff up.
Meaning, I don't know. There's like a really good meaning that I found.
How did it feel? Was the pain out of a scale of 1 to 10? What was the pain?
Like a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like a 6. There it is. This was like a 6 hour tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And right on the bone, there's no escaping. Like you're it's right there, right on your head. And
did you take breaks?
No, we didn't take any breaks. We just went. And at the end of it, I was sick. Like,
yeah,
I was.
You're in shock,
I
probably.
Was in shock. Yeah, for sure. I was like sick.
Yeah.
6 hours of solid pain.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, it was tough. And that's why you see a lot of people, and there's a lot of people with just the outline done on their head.
Yeah.
And they haven't got the
yours
shading
is fully
done.
Like mine shaded is like and like red colored and colored. And it's beautiful though. Like it is, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love it.
I never
it.
Get to see it.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I never get to.
Yeah, true.
I still got to go get it finished. I haven't had touch ups or anything. So,
Awesome.
Tattoos. Cool.
Everybody should just stalk you on Facebook so they can see this. Totally. Or you're going to post a picture. Never mind.
No, we could.
Don't stalk him.
Why don't you take a good picture of the top of his head for him?
Yeah, I will.
You know, a funny story about my tattoos is the reason why I got, well, not the reason why. I mean, I've always been a, you know, this is just our. Our body's just our vessel.
Yeah.
We're inside our body.
Yeah.
You know, like this is just my car. If you put stickers on your car, you know.
Yeah.
But I was on a flight coming back from Peru. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid of flying. And this flight got out of control. Like the turbulence was just insane. I thought I was going to die.
Whoa.
Like I honestly, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like it was just insane.
Never again. Never do
never
this again.
I'm like, I'm sitting there going, fine, I don't want to be here. I'm going to die. I'm like, I just had a panic attack.
Yeah.
And one of the things that went through my head was, I want to have more tattoos. Like at the time, feel like I'm going to die, this was one of the prominent thoughts in my mind was, I wish I had covered myself in tattoos. And I'm going, what the hell kind of thought is that when you're going to, when you think you're going to die? So screw it. Look, I'm covering myself in tattoos. So.
And are you pretty much like head to toe?
I'm getting there. I just got a new one 2 days ago. I got a, what is it? It's a mermaid. I got a mermaid on the back of my
cool.
arm.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get covered head to toe. No more on the face, but everything else I want
covered. Sweet. Everything else?
Well.
Lay it all out. Let's see what you
I'm not Daryl, right?
Good thing nobody can see our hand gestures right now.
Oh, Daryl. He's going to love this episode. What an ego stroke for him.
Stroke.
Stroke, 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 stroke.
Oh, wow. okay.
Oh, too many strokes. Threw up in my mouth a little bit. Just joking. Okay, back to the book.
Back to the book. Yeah, sorry. So what I was saying is I wish I read more. I have ADHD and I suffer with a bit of dyslexia. Mm-hmm. But a book that I would recommend is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
I have that book here.
Do you really?
I do.
It is unbelievable. And it's not, it sounds like Think and Grow Rich. It's not about money. It is about, it's about your life and how you manifest things in your life.
That's cool.
And this is
I'm
going back
that
like,
one in my audio
this
books.
Is an old book too. So like this is before this was all, you know, this is way before anything was, you know, public or people are thinking about this stuff. This is old school.
Okay.
And a lot of really, really good life information and information on manifesting and vibrating things in your life.
Good vibration.
It's funny, I have the book here, but I've never read it.
Really?
I bought a whole bunch of them to put in my subscription box.
Yeah.
Which I did a few months back. And I never took it home and read it yet. I don't read either. I actually really don't like reading at all. It bores me.
It's a good night.
It's a total
thing.
Yawn fest. And audiobooks make me fall asleep like instantly. So
I've tried so hard. Really? I want to be a reader. I want to be like I see people that like read books and like oh I read a book last night or I read a whole book this week. I'm like fuck, I can't even read
a
page.
See, I love books. I love the books. I love the smell of like the new ones, ones, everything, like going into an old bookshop. Yeah. I fucking love that.
You
I can
read?
Spend days in it. Yeah.
You read regularly?
I read regular books, but
damn.
With life being busy and having to multitask and stuff, like if I'm sitting and working and editing and stuff, I do listen to a lot of audiobooks. And, you know, sometimes the authors, like just when they're reading,
right,
it's their voices are cool and it makes you want to listen. Like it's better than my voice in my head. I'd rather listen to Matthew McConaughey read a book to me than
totally.
Me read a book to me.
Yeah.
My voice is annoying as fuck.
Especially when you go back and listen to it. Like I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast and be like, fuck, people have to listen to me talk
I know,
like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how people.
That?
Why do you even hang out with me? I'm fucking annoying.
To me, like podcasts are way more interesting because there's a conversation. Mm-hmm. There's not just one person with a monotonous voice reading a book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And more often than not, it's not even the author reading their own book.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't have the same connection to it.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. That's something that Joe Rogan talks about all the time. And I fully agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if you, yeah. Unless you have like a really annoying voice, you should be reading your book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway.
You know what? Actually, the two books that I love the most were the authors were reading their own books.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
What books were those?
It was Untamed by Glennon Doyle, which is a popular one. And then Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
And actually, that one would probably be your jam.
Like, oh,
you'd
really?
Probably like that. Yeah, you just talk. Green Lights is just, you hit one green light and you continue to hit all the green lights, right? It's that metaphor that you're just going to keep hitting green lights and positivity and the good things are just, the ball's going to keep rolling. So, and it's Matthew McConaughey reading it. So you're just like fucking hanging out with him.
That's
Dazed
awesome.
And Confused,
yeah,
right?
That's
like
true.
That's the guy you're chilling with. So yeah.
Green light.
Yeah. Check
like
it out for sure.
I'm going to.
Yeah. It's really
nice.
Should I put those books? I'm going to put those books on with Dwayne's.
Yeah.
Or should I save them for when you get to be an actual guest?
Ah, I don't want to be an actual guest.
Oh, no. You're going to be an actual guest.
No, let's talk.
I'll put them on. I'll put them on the website link. So if anyone wants to buy any of those three books,
amazing.
It'll be
guess, yeah, if we've talked
on the
about
website.
It, might
yeah.
as well.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Should we mention some other books just so you can get some more
no,
options?
No, three's the limit.
Playboy.
Sorry.
Oh, I have. Yes. I can read that.
The articles, right? That's
yeah.
why we all
the articles. Yeah.
I remember reading those articles, like as a not as a kid, but like with my best friend who was my neighbor.
Yeah.
We had, like I think at what how old were we? Probably 12 or 13, reading Playboys.
Yeah,
and, like,
Maxim had good articles. You
Maxim,
Maxim
was the best.
Yeah,
mag.
Maxim had good articles.
Totally.
Yeah.
I always flipped to the tech section and like they always had like
yeah.
the next coolest headphones
yeah.
and the next coolest
spy watches
whatever.
And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Is, are those magazines still around anymore? I don't
they're
even know.
Probably,
like,
I don't
like,
know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I bet they are
up
though.
A magazine and
you know
forever.
I've been trying to find magazines.
Oh yeah, you have actually
like hardcore for my juniorpreneur class.
Mm.
Trying to find like teen or young adult magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody friggin' has any. So I went to eBay, typed in magazines, and all I got was like vintage Playboys.
Did you?
Yeah, like
wow.
vintage Hustlers. And I'm like,
where was
okay.
this again?
Yeah.
What site?
I love that vintage
eBay.
Porn.
com.
It's really come a long ways.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyway, there's a lot, that's actually a really cool shout out for me right now. If anyone has any teen or young adult magazines listening
mm-hmm.
to this, please get a hold of me.
Like Teen
them.
Bop, where you used to get the big
yeah,
posters
yeah,
of like
yeah.
freaking Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Fuck yes, I loved it.
I don't know why they never had Tiffany Amber Thiessen as a centerfold
oh,
in those.
Yeah.
Kelly Kapowski from Saved
oh
by the Bell.
Yes.
Target audience, right?
Yeah.
Target audience was
guess.
Young straight girls.
Yeah.
So you got to put the cute boy
hot.
On it.
She was hot back then, but I just saw a picture of her now, and I'm like, eh.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh.
Is that, that's
is that
yeah, well, I wanted her to be my babysitter back then, and then
right?
I realized what that actually meant. And now. Still want her to babysit me a little bit.
She's in a show nowadays called White Collar.
Oh, is she
that show on Netflix?
No.
Oh,
she's
shit. Writing that one down.
Plays the wife of a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. It's a good show. Really, really good show. It's
yeah.
it's not like a... like a drama, but it's anyway, it's yeah, good show.
Cool.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for being here, both of you. I mean, Dwayne, it's been a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I've
I
had
mean
fun.
That.
Like, yeah.
I've had fun.
Do this again.
I feel like I've gotten to know you like even more and
yeah,
a different
here.
Side of you almost, which is cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I mean, this is your both of your first times
yeah.
meeting each other.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I
I'm
know,
stoked about
I'm
it.
I'm so stoked about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we're going for toss.
I feel like I'm like, Jenny's like my best friend, right? Like I just tell people she's like my new best friend.
Yeah.
But then everyone you meet is like your new best friend. Like everybody loves Jenny.
Right?
Till they get to know me.
No, not at all. It's, you're one of the raddest chicks I know.
All right. So let's talk more about Dwayne. You change my cat's name from Wayne to Dwayne now.
Yeah.
You should. You should just
that's what I was talking about. I'm
going to
give him the D.
I think you should. I think you should. He probably won't even notice.
Yeah, he won't.
Thinks, yeah, maybe not.
Well, he'll just have another issue. He'll need medication or some fucking.
Let
me know
issues.
If you ever get freaking asthma. I'll show you how to use your puffer.
Yeah. Have you told them they're adopted? Wait till you have to break that one to them.
There's an issue.
And that they're not
mother
indeed
of the year.
Related
yeah.
to each other.
You're not actually brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for being here, both of you.
Thanks
Thank you.
Yeah.
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 Stay hip.